right. It's a good morning and welcome to Tech. Of course, this is a tech show. This is a show in which we look at in the ins and out of technology, the ups and downs. And today we are joined, I'm joined by a very, a vibrant team here that are busy doing something. You know, we used to say there is no innovation in Namibia. We don't have our own. So we have young people who are busy there behind the scene. And without wasting time, I would like to give them a chance so that they introduce themselves better. And then we take it from there.
My name is Azohia Runguru. I am a first-year computer science student at the University of Namibia at NUST.
Okay.
Good afternoon, all. My name is Christofina Mavongo. I am a grade 10 student at Jan Moore Secondary School, and I'm part of Genius Robotics Club.
Hmm.
Hi, my name is Hans Dribble. I'm a first-year software development IT at Lingua. I'm the founder of the club and a mentor, of course.
Okay. Okay, let's start with a mentor. Genius Robotics, is that how it is called?
Yes.
Okay, why? What made you, what motivated you to found the club?
Well, it started in 2017 when our team manager, Ms. Fungi, from Nigeria, she brought her students to the first global challenge from Namibia. And she had to become a team manager to be able to do that because Namibia never had really a team for the first global challenge. The following year, the kids from Delta asked her if she can continue being the manager. And from there on, we just found really fun in the robotics and what it actually does to us in a sense of thinking. My friend, for example, Emmanuel, he was planning to study medicine and he actually switched over to engineering after the challenge for first global, so after the robotics club. And then we decided, okay, let's start up a club to train the students that are actually going to the challenge and make their success even more possible.
Okay. Of course, Christofina, you are a grade 10 student.
Yes.
Are you doing science and technical subjects?
Yes. I'm currently in the field of study, which is natural sciences one, which is composed of biology, chemistry, and physics. But however, I also have what I do in my free time, which is robotics. But I do have a high enthusiasm for technical subjects as well.
Okay, now why do you want to do robots?
I just believe that through technology and robotics, we can make a better generation for the upcoming generation. So it's not all about making robots and doing it because you're told to do it. It's about, it comes with enthusiasm and what do you like doing and you enjoy it. It's not even like you're working anymore.
Hmm. And the gentleman there on my far right.
Yes.
Yes. You are in the first year.
Yes.
Okay, what is your interest? What is an area of interest? Because when we are talking about robotics, we are general. But maybe what is your specific interest, area of interest in the robotics?
My area of interest in the robotics is mostly the software side of it. So I'm more into the coding. Like even now as I'm studying, I'm going to do software development and I really enjoy sitting behind a computer for long hours, typing and typing, just trying to figure out how the code works. And also apart from that, I also love the hardware aspect of it, or you could say the engineering aspect of it, because last year I did INSTEM at NUST and you could say I was exposed to the engineering aspect of robotics and you could say I'm hands-on in both aspects of robotics, the software side of it and the hardware side of it.
Okay. The gentleman on my left, I seem not to get your name. You know, I'm always skeptical when it comes to pronouncing people's names.
It's Jens.
Jens, okay. Jens, yes. Okay, the other one is Dennis, right?
Azor. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so Mr. Jens.
Yes.
They take us through what is going on now. Where you are and what you are going, or how did you get here? You know, in terms of organizing the team in Namibia, and also them being part of the global challenge on robotics. What area of robotics are they going to be, you know, involved in or participating in, and why?
So the challenge, the robotics theme is generally just to introduce the youth, which is now kids from age 14 to 18. That's the youth we talk about. It's there to introduce them to robotics, to technology, to STEM. So the area of robotics we are dealing with, it's kind of trivial because the robots, if you look at them and their function, it's quite limited. In comparison, for example, a robot you can see at Tesla, these robots really do productive stuff. Our robot is just there to introduce the STEM to the team. And right now we are about to travel to Geneva in Switzerland. That's in 4 days, on the 10th of October, where the team will actually now participate. It's the three, Ben, Josefina, and Tauno. Those are our three youngsters that will be participating in first level of the robot.
Okay. Wow. So how did you get these young people?
So beginning of this year, we started with our old robots that we had from previous competitions. We started disassembling them and we reassembled them into, you could say, new bodies. So we would then use these new bodies and go on, we would go on outreaches. So we'd go to many different schools. We would go to Yanmore, we would go to Delta. And when we were there, we would also, introduce them to robotics. Like if they have a career fair, we would partake in the career fair and the career expo. We participated at NAS career fair and also participated at the UNAM career fair. And usually when we participated in these career fairs specifically because the youth that we target are the ones that always come to these events because they are in a space where they don't know what they want to study. Should I do medicine? No, but my father wants me to be an engineer. But no, me, I like music. I should do music. So we would come there when they are quote unquote confused. And that's also one of the reasons why the Genius Robotics was started, because in 2019, we were also in a state of paranoia, so to say, because we didn't know what we wanted to study, but we had to choose something very fast and we didn't want our students to have confusion. So we would then, because they just thought that robotics is just, it's just building a robot. That's all you do. Or computer science is just, you're just an IT. You fix computers and whatnot. So basically at this career fair, we would introduce them to the different fields of STEM, using robotics, which falls under one of the categories of STEM. And so we would give them application forms that they would fill in and then send back to us. And after that, we take it further and we go through a very strict selection process. And this year, we narrowed it down to the three lucky students. Usually, we would take five, but competition was very high and we narrowed it down to three students.
Okay. So you narrowed down to three?
Yes.
Okay. Christophina, so what is your role in this whole thing?
Well, my role in this robotics competition is just to come up with a prototyping robot to this year's game theme, which is carbon capture. As we know, carbon emissions are deteriorating from 0.04%, from 0.03% to 0.04%. Our aim is to create prototyping robots which are representing carbon capturing machines, whereby we have black balls for this competition, and these black balls are being taken up by the robots that we make. This robot that we're building, we didn't get a specific design from First Global on where to start up with the robot, but you come up with ideas and be innovative and creative with what you do in order to come up with a proper working robot to the solution, which is carbon capture.
Okay, Christophina, I would ask you another question. How easy is that task?
I would say...
How easy or how difficult is it?
I wouldn't say it's difficult or easy, because it's more about, robotics is all about problem solving and having to enjoy yourself while doing the stuff. Of course, it would be a bit difficult with the mathematics formulas and calculating the stuff, but it's not difficult at all, because if you enjoy what you do, then it wouldn't be difficult. And if you enjoy solving problems, then it wouldn't be difficult.
Okay, you enjoy solving problems.
Yes.
Now, somebody's wondering, how old is this Christophina?
Christophina Marongo is 15 years old, turning 16 years old in October.
Well, 15 years, we are talking about some 2006.
Yes.
Okay. So this whole, you see, now this brings me to what I've been saying last week, that the AMA 2000s are not going to suffer as far as the future is concerned, because they understand, you know, they are in line with the technological or with the pace at which technology is advancing, and they seem to understand it, you know, unlike the older generation. Mr. Yen, would you agree with me on that statement?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Can you repeat the question again?
I'm saying the young generation, this generation, like the Christophina generation,
yes,
understands better technology, or understand technology better. They are more in line with what is going on.
Yes. Well, that's actually what we try to do with the club, is to bring the leading technology, which is now, for example, the robotics, is it to bring it to the youth. So we actually aim to bring the technology to them. So I wouldn't say her youth has it better off as the previous ones, but we hope through the club to make it actually like that.
Okay. Azo?
Yes?
What are your views?
To a certain extent, I agree. But then again, it also comes to the thing of, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink it. So you could say, I feel like even if our generation might technically be better, I feel like our older generation was more willing to grasp the opportunity at hand. Because I feel like most of our generation's people, or let me say some of our generation's people, have been spoon-fed and they haven't really had to work for it, so they won't really see the value of just things in general. But to come back to your question, I feel my answer is, you can take a horse to the water, but it's up to the horse to drink it. So in other sense, it's up to the horse to grasp the opportunities that are at hand.
And it also amounts to the heart of the horse.
Yes.
Is it drinking water just to quench its thirst, or does it love the water?
Very true.
Okay. Now, you see, I'm very much impressed. Maybe you can take us through, Mr. Yen, what other robotics you have made or you are making so far.
We are currently working on our own prototype 3D printer. We hope to be able to draw actually with a robot based on an image we input. We also have our previous robots, which we actually just use for showcase purposes. So we're kind of limited on that part. We are also busy 3D printing what we call a Maxwell's Cradle. It's a little rail that's on which a ball rolls back and forth and it's being pushed through a magnet. We actually hope to bring the price of production for some such thing down that we can actually sponsor it at some point to the schools. Because when you look at the Maxwell's Cradle working, it's just a little bit of magic to see. And we hope that, A, we can inspire a few young kids to actually love science the way we do. And it shouldn't be complicated and shouldn't look complicated to be interesting, to be inspiring.
Okay. Well, so when we're talking about 3D printing, maybe you have to take us through what is that 3D? What is that printing? What is a 3D printer and what does it do?
Well, a 3D printer is very similar to a regular printer. It actually works pretty much the same, except the difference is that a 3D printer works with plastics or maybe metals, whilst a normal paper printer works with ink. We use an FDM printer, which is it falls under additive manufacturing, which is the printer prints by adding layer by layer to a volume, and at some point you have so many layers you actually have the shape you want to print. So you can actually print very versatile shapes, also complicated ones, which you wouldn't be able to create, say for instance with injection molding or other forms of production.
So now there is a technical issue here.
Yeah.
In understanding that, because the paper, the printer works with, the normal printer works with ink.
Mm-hmm.
So this ink is put on, is applied on the paper in form of letters.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then the 3D printer works with metals and plastics.
Yes.
So maybe we need to understand these plastics, are they printed out or what really happens?
So the plastic we're dealing with is a thermoplastic, thermal for thermal, which means it can be heated up and remolded, reshaped.
Okay.
So the printer would just take a large spool of filament, which the filament looks like a rope of plastic. It's about 1 millimeter thick, 2 millimeters thick. It heats the plastic up to be moldable, and then prints it on the print bed. We call that a print bed. It's the place where the printer prints its shape on. So the plastic heated up sticks to the print bed, and layer by layer, the printer adds more and more layers to the shape. The printer takes input actually through a data from a computer, so you can actually go ahead and design something on your computer. Then we send it through a slicer, which just basically converts the shape that you designed on your computer into a language that the 3D printer can understand and actually recreate the movements to be able to make this shape that you're printing. So this can actually, the 3D printer can print 2D and 3D. So, yeah.
Okay. Ish, you know, we are fascinated by this. So now the issue of printing, so which means you can print a metallic thing out in a shape that you want?
Yes, yes. The 3D metal printer works a bit different to the plastic one. For instance, I might be speaking under correction now. NASA is developing titanium 3D printed parts for the ISS. And these ones are actually used print using lasers. So basically the metal is deposited in the form of a powder on the print bed, and then that powder is lasered, heated up to basically melt into the shape that you want to. And it also prints layer by layer, just like the normal 3D printer, but just a little different process. But yes, you can print metal.
Okay. Now we are going for a short break, and we'll continue after a short break. And, of course, stay tuned. You are still listening to Tech Ego with me, of course, with my guest here in studio.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walelape. Lelape onkara ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka hago ningwa pamkaro gongondi hoka tavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuwa mambepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka otovuru okuningashike kole lape otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mambepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pay nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo otovuru okuninga omafutilo goe otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima ya yoroka ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi omatumaraka
On August 26, Namibia remembers the heroes whose blood waters our freedom. So to ensure that their blood was not shed in vain, commit yourself to live a life worthy of their sacrifice. Vow to honor our heroes by driving sober, adhering to the speed limit, wearing a seatbelt, regularly checking your tires, and being a responsible pedestrian. Join the movement and honor our heroes. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Vasco Saltutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamilem Sakuri, Limorisa Zasilimoses Tatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Baltutoze Pahami Zechualeka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabaka wafira kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele lwefisi zeri vukaofi. Mamre nengi wa winduk, tolopo ya nkure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni wala this day. Kapa, mulile ze nombolo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzule piri, mukete hande, nukuzula piri niba IUM.
What is your take?
Let all of us sit around the table, discuss our differences, and if we have to agree to disagree, let us agree to disagree. Such is life.
The current situation with the youth at the moment, the bigger part of our youth today is depressed.
Issues.
If the employer doesn't want to listen, you take the matter to the Office of the Labor Commission.
Poverty is one of the factors which drives parents to marry off their children at a very tender age.
So where are these people now?
Our people are scattered all over, become generational farm workers that are abused and put onto the corridors.
So if they are not aware of these things, they will die in ignorance.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to Eagle FM. And this is where the main stories is happening. This is where we will unpack everything and where the eagle will leave the nest and soar to greater heights.
Eagle FM. The eye.
All right. We are back. And now, Mr. Yen, is this a competition? The one that is the global challenge?
Yes, it's an international competition.
Okay, so there are some prospects of, you winning something. So, and what is that going to be?
The challenge doesn't really give out an award in a sense of money or value. However, it's quite interesting to see yourself on a leaderboard as well as a bunch of the world seeing your face when you win. For 2021, actually, they put out the awards that the top three nations get to win a robot kit. These robot kits equate. That's the ones that we use to build our robots. I think they equate around $30,000, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And that was for 2021, the prize for the winner. Yes. Mm. Other than that, there's not really much to win except just for saying I was there and I took part and I got this far.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And when was the club formed again?
It was formed in 2019.
2019.
Yes.
Okay. And how many competitions have you been part of?
The club has been part of 2020, 2021, and 2022, which is now around 3 years with the club. plus the 2 years that were before actually the club. It was 2017 and 18.
So, and let's look at the 2020-2021.
Okay. Say again?
Any win from the two, from 2020 and 2021?
No, we didn't win. 2020 was actually due to the coronavirus, the pandemic. The challenge wasn't hosted at a particular country. It was virtual. So the challenge was connecting communities. Sorry. We didn't win there either. 2021, we came. No, it was no challenge day. Yeah, it was no challenge.
Okay. So what are the challenges that are associated with, you know, this industry such as yours that you guys want to have? What are the challenges?
I feel like the challenges that we face on a day-to-day basis are similar to the ones that First Global gives us each year. So First Global's, the whole challenge is themed around one of the 14 engineering grand challenges. So it could be water pollution, like this year's theme, which is the levels of carbon in the atmosphere has risen ever since COVID-19 happened. And it has done an irreversible effect on the atmosphere. And what we try to do in this year's challenge is, quote, not reverse, but slow it down. But now, to come back to your question, the challenges that we face in our industry is, I would say, faith. One of the biggest challenges that we face is faith, because our people are so used to, if it's not broken, don't fix it. But that's actually one of the biggest challenges we have in our industry is faith, in faith that robotics can actually help us, because most people think that with robots, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, but people are the ones that code the robot. The robot cannot code itself. So that's one of the biggest challenges that we face is having faith in us.
Okay, credibility from the people.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's very... Right. If you are listening to us here in the station, of course, you want to come through, to talk to, or you have a question that you want to ask my panelists here. You know, there's young Christophina that is turning 16, but you can really hear the energy in her voice that she is really into and up to something. Of course, if you want to have a question, the number in studio is 083-288-401, or maybe an encouragement or a comment. The number in studio is 083-288-401. So who is at least sponsored your any sponsor that, you know, helped you?
We have had a couple of sponsors so far. Number one, one big sponsor that we got was Deloitte. Deloitte managed to sponsor us, which was very surprising because we are technically not in the same field.
Yeah. All right, there is a call here. Is that a fan?
Yes, afternoon or morning.
Good, how are you?
Good, good.
Yes.
I was just listening and I got a young man, my voice is 11 years old, and I want to push him, to persuade him to go in the direction of robotic, you know, as a subject, as a hobby, you know, so that he can get those experience and those feelings. You know, I want to guide him in that direction because robotic is a future, you know, and from what I picked up from people like Christophina there, the age of 16 and others, I mean, we said that I want my child to be a doctor, to be an engineer, to be this, because this guy is a computer tech. He wants to play games. You know, he's on a PlayStation. He's on the phone. So I thought, if that is his hobby, I cannot take him away. So maybe let me, you introduce him to more subject related to robotic, to computer. But then because at the school where he is, he's not necessarily, you know, having those subjects. But then I want to add it as an extra curriculum subject, maybe after school, or where I can buy the software that I can install, or where I can buy the whole package. You know, maybe you guys can advise me where to go about to get. And the bad thing about it is that I'm not residing in Windhoek. I'm residing outside Windhoek. I'm as far as you know, Kakarara. So if I want information, if I want to buy, you know, packages, you know, those sort of things, what do you guys recommend for a person like me who's residing on a farm and who wants to ensure that I want to invest in my kids or those who are within my community to say, well, listen here, there's a computer, you can play this, you can do this, but these are the sort of a package that you can buy from an early young age. By the time he's 16, like Josefina, then he's already acquainted to some of these things. I'll be very happy if you guys can assist me where to go or what to do.
All right, they will answer your question. Just be on the radio. Thank you very much.
Even if they drop their emails, I'll be very happy.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Okay. So what you can do? Go ahead, sir. Nanodoc, not Nanodoc. Pardon me. Eco Robotics Namibia. They actually have a bunch of Arduino kits. Arduino is a microcomputer, a microprocessor. The kit includes a variety of sensors, say for instance thermal sensors, CO2 sensors, carbon dioxide, light sensors, etc. You have some logic switches, etc. It's a really good practice to start off, especially for a kid of a young age. And a lot of resources are available on the internet on how to work with these kids, how to learn from them, and yeah, there's a lot of courses available. If you would like to reach us, actually, we have a website. It's called geniusrobotics.edu.now. All our information is there, phone number and email, and there's also an application link if you would like to see or enroll your son and daughter into the program.
Right. Azo, do you have anything to add?
If you have a pen also, maybe network might be struggling with internet, you can also reach me at, or reach us, sorry, at 081-7122-41. That is 081-7122-41. You can shoot us a WhatsApp text, and from there we can also send you the link of Eco Robotics and maybe even have a chat with your son and also find out more about him so we can push him in the right direction.
All right. Now, what does it take for one? I mean, let me phrase this question. What are the subjects that can link, or that may link one to, you know, that may make it easier for one to understand the issues of robotics?
I like what you added at the end, to make it easier. Anything STEM related. So STEM related has to do with, science. So if you have biology, physical science, chemistry, mathematics, I'm sure everyone has that. But with the new curriculum, I think you can choose whether you have mathematics or not. But, honestly, we don't limit anyone to join the club. It's just, it helps you. It's a boost if you have those, subjects. Yes.
So STEM is science,
technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Okay. So science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. When are you going? Or when is, excuse me, when is the challenge beginning?
The competition starts on the 11th of October until the 17th of October. I'd also like to add on that we have social media pages, which is on Instagram, which is First Global Team Namibia. You can find us there in everything we do. I would also like to add on to the question that you asked Azo and Jens previously about the 2000, about people born in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I would say that personally, myself, born in 2000, I take an opportunity as you rather hold an opportunity with two hands and rather hold an two opportunities with one hand.
Okay. You rather hold an opportunity with two hands, or you hold two opportunities with one hand?
Yes.
Wow, that's a good proverb. Can you tell us what you mean by that?
Well, it's a quote which states that rather hold something with two hands than hold two things with one hand, which is to say, be a jack of all trades and not necessarily have pile up so many things that you don't even feel enthusiasm anymore when you do it. So choose something that you're happy about and you can lead with it as you take it.
Okay, so making sure that you are a jack of all trades, and at least you must be a master of something.
Yes.
Because there's a scenario where somebody becomes a jack of all trade, and then at the end of the day becomes a master of none.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we are now going for a short break again, and then after this short break, we will now come into the final touches of our interview, but once again, I would want to thank you very much for coming, and of course, wishing you the best. Where is the challenge again?
Geneva, Switzerland.
Geneva, Switzerland. Okay, let's go for a short break, then we can be right back.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa manate royuni walelape. Lelape onkaro ompu wama futiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notagazanwa no kutuma mbepo esimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mbepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelape nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwa ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeko goma varo, no matumaraka goku arukehe, nguka wahara uzeithere oshiwana ashikesho mo Namibia, okuza warapo dorandatu, nithiringa itano, mitumaraka kehe. Lela pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o account ae oshari eto turamo omaothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omaothemba goe kogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovenda ini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto simdi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turua ko Eagle FM imba lela pay nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokutura ko irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguda ko karandifi tudengera nena kono rajeta tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rajeta tuimwe ndatumbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pay yimo nena nena tai adika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
All right. Now, is there anything, or let me put it this way, if I can give you, each of you, 4 minutes to just, wrap the conversation, if there's anything that we did not cover in our question and you feel you want to tackle it, you can also tackle it. Then, of course, we can also always come to the conclusion. But this is a conversation that can continue when you are back.
What I have to say is, for everyone out there listening, children, the youth, the adults, the middle aged, just anyone and everyone listening. I just want you guys to know that your dreams are valid, and participating in robotics really opened my eyes, because honestly, I thought that there's no career for me in robotics in Namibia. I thought that now for me to be a software developer, I will have to go and study outside the country. For me to be a very good engineer, I'll have to do everything outside of the country. And we really take our country for granted, because it's here where I learned that robotics, there's actually a field for robotics out there in the world. And participating in this challenge opened my eyes, opened my ears also. And it has also shown my parents that there's more ways to do it than just being a doctor or being an engineer or being a lawyer. But you can also be a person in the field of robotics or in the field of STEM. And STEM is really what moves us. Like even right now as I'm speaking to you, it's STEM that's bringing us to you, the electronics, the speakers in your car, your phone, wherever you're listening to us. So my final words are, if you, whatever you do, whether it's farming, whether it's being a radio presenter, whether it is making music, in whatever you do, you should always give your all and make sure that your heart is behind it. Because like Christofina said, that if your heart is behind it, even when storms are coming and when the rain is pouring and when it's heavy, it's that love, it's that drive that will push you to persevere and to suffice.
Okay. Christofina?
That was well said by Azor. I totally agree. When you do something, it's either all or nothing. And I just like to come out to all females in Namibia that we as females in STEM are actually accepted, and that the industry is so welcoming. And I just want to say that we women do have potential to become anyone. I'd also just like to add on to that. Don't be incognito. If you have something you want to do and you're very curious, I'd say curiosity is what brought me here, because I found all of this online and my curiosity is what brought me to this level. I'd also like to say that the sky is your limit, and if you believe in yourself, you can actually achieve anything and everything. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Yen, as a mentor.
Yes. Definitely follow your dreams. That's always what you should do. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Even if, say, for instance, robotics, as Azua said, it's not a really a job field in Namibia. So chances of success are limited if you think about it, but it's not. You can open a lot of doors also for yourself. We all have a very good example from Elon Musk, what he has achieved, how he got to the moon with his spaceship. 1960 was the last time the moon was visited. Now he's making it possible with reusable rockets. Even if it looks difficult, even if it seems impossible, never give up, because it is possible.
Okay. Mr. Yen, while you are there, so maybe you just need to tell us, what do you think the future holds when it comes to the robotics, as far as this club is concerned?
I hold very much to it. I think they can make our lives extremely easier, especially in parts where work is difficult or dangerous. In Namibia, for example, farming is very bad. It's hot. Even the ground is terrible maintained. With robots, we can actually make it a lot more easier for our local population to actually do something and be what they really want to be. For robotics, for example, we have a lot of PV plants in Namibia. They need a lot of maintenance for cleaning, for example. And a robot, on that hand, can make cleaning very much easier. You don't require a person on site every 24 hours to clean the solar panel. You can do that with a robot. With works like that, I see great, great opportunities with robotics.
Okay. And maybe the last question is, mentoring a team, what are the pros? What are the laws? What are the ups? What are the ups and the laws?
Well, my up for mentoring is seeing the smile on a person's face when they see the robot. That really does a lot to me. As well as the skills learned from actually mentoring someone, because it's the first for us all to be actually mentoring a team now. So the apps are quite a lot in terms of skills and things learned, how we talk with one another and how to motivate one another, even in difficult times.
Okay. So, of course, once again, your final words, because that was not your final words.
Well, the words is never final, sir. We all can learn from anything, and we always learn continuously. Mm. So I just think whoever has questions, whoever wants to be part of this, please reach out to us. Don't be shy. We have our website. It's a blog. Not a website, a blog. We post blogs on our progress and everything, so you can visit us there. Named again is geniusrobotics.edu.na. I wish all the kids very good luck with their future endeavors, and I really wish Team Namibia 2022 good luck in Geneva, Switzerland.
Okay. Any of the two of you want to say something, or you are okay?
I would like to say, with whatever you do, be filled with fire and reflect upon it with verbosity, because you speak from within.
Okay.
My final words. I would like to say thank you to all our sponsors, Deloitte, Linda, Salt, so many to mention. I would also like to thank everyone that has been with us. I would also like to thank our big sponsor, Pebble. Played a very vital role in helping us have a center where we could work. And we would also like to thank the DTC, the Digital Transformation of Namibia, the Digital Transformation Center of Namibia. They have really helped us a lot and also helped us with stuff that we are going to take to Switzerland. I would also like to thank our other mentors that are currently not here, Dennis Deabriu and Nolan Dokosho. I would also like to thank Ms. Fumni. She has played a very, very, very vital role in this club and this team, Namibia also. She has been the link, and may she continue being the link for as strong as the Lord allows her to. And thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you very much, Azo, Christophina, and Yen, for coming. We wish you great, we wish you a success in your endeavors, and we are hopeful to meet you again and have more discussion on the issues of the robots. I think next time when you come, you must come with one robot.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and we wish you a great day ahead.
You're welcome. We'd also like to show much gratitude to Eagle FM for availing this platform to us to express ourselves in everything we do.
Yes.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate uyuni walelape. Lelape onkara ompu wamafutiro lokuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkara wongodi hokataguru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notanga dhanwa nokutuma mombepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otoguru okuninga shike ko lelape. Otoguru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelape. Pay, nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otoguru okuninga omafutiro goye. Otoguru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goye giinima na yoroka. Gashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomabaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe nguka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo dorandatu ni siringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lelape, oharongo ngini. Konga, oka epa ko Lelape ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongodhi yoye. Patulula o account yoye oshali eto tulamo omauthemba goye. Inda kokandjato koye kiimaliwa eto tulako oshimaliwa to udhitha shoka to pulwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okutulamo omauthemba goye, hogolola kutya owa hala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Longekidha etumwalaka lyoye eto thindi mpoka pwashangwa send utume. Shampa wa tumu etumwalaka lyoye otali tulwa ko Eagle FM imba lela pei nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokutulako ilongwamo yoye yokomake. Tumina inima yoye ko digital@malaite.com notayi ulikwa meendelelo. Opo ukale wa dhudha ko kaalandithi, tudhengela nena ko 081 9 3 6 33 nenge ko 081 3 8 3 8 4 nonora yeli yaali. Lela pei yiimonena nena tayi adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saim, don't worry
protect
about those small things.
Protect your contract with MTC's credit life insurance policy. Leave it to us to pay out the outstanding balance on your contract of up to 36 months with no waiting period in case something happens to you and you aren't around anymore to pay off your debt on your postpaid contract. Plus, you can take out multiple MTC credit life policies for even more protection in turbulent times. Don't delay. Visit your nearest mobile home to apply and make a once-off payment today. T's and C's apply. MTC. Make the connection.
Root out corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.
All right. My time also to say, you know, my time has also come to an end. That was a group of, you know, young people that are doing wonders in the robotics. At least I had an opportunity to experience one. They came with one robot here. So I was just feeling it around and just, you know, get that feel of. And they also have a device that they use to control it. It's something very exciting. Of course, looking at a 16-year-old, girl, part of this, you know. So we are going to meet again on Friday, tomorrow. Just stay tuned for Dwight as he comes in.